Poems, pictures, news articles, Facebook memes, all of these and more will be featured in a December exhibit the Kodiak History Museum is putting together on COVID-19. Museum curator Lynn Walker appeared on KMXT's Talk of the Rock program recently to describe how the museum crowdsourced the exhibit from Kodiak locals.
The exhibit is using materials that we collected through the Day by Day initiative started last year, where people could send in anything kind of COVID related, whether it be photos of when they're in quarantine, memes that they saw on Facebook or any other social media, news articles, personal reflections, kind of anything that embodied what they were going through. And so we are using that collection and we're collecting new materials for the exhibit, and we're going to be showing them in either digital or print format.
Walker says the exhibit is still being formed before its planned December debut, but it will be a physical exhibit traveling to four different yet-to-be-announced locations in town before being settled later in the museum next March.
We're playing around with the idea that each site is going to have like a different theme. Maybe one week we'll focus extra heavily on COVID hobbies. So we'll show people cooking or, you know, making bread. So it's going to change. Some things will stay the same, but it's going to be different photos, different materials.
The COVID-19 pandemic has been divisive and traumatic in a physical, mental, and political sense. Walker acknowledges that politics is part of the COVID history and intends to include that in the exhibit.
I wanted to show the full experience of COVID in Kodiak and not really censor it. I didn't want to censor, apart from, you know, maybe foul language, but I didn't want to censor opinions or anything like that, because the museum is a great forum for these discussions. And I really wanted this exhibit to kind of be that for Kodiak. So I welcome any and all political stories or anything.
The exhibit will also have a digital component with material exhibited online. Videos, photos, audio clips, and text will all be featured in the exhibit. While there's plenty of material for the exhibit, there's still more collecting to do. Those interested in submitting material to the exhibit can do so by emailing curator@kodiakhistorymuseum.org. For KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Dylan Simard.